Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel. The text is Luke chapter 11, verses 37 to 46. The Reverend Randy Asbury is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Luke chapter 11. While Jesus was speaking, a Pharisee asked him to dine with him, so he went in and reclined at table. The Pharisee was astonished to see that he did not first wash before dinner. And the Lord said to him, "Now you Pharisees cleanse the outside of the cup and of the dish, but inside you are full of greed and wickedness. You fools, did not he who made the outside make the inside also? But give as alms those things that are within, and behold, everything is clean for you. But woe to you Pharisees, for you tithe mint and rue and every herb and neglect justice and the love of God. These you ought to have done without neglecting the others. Woe to you Pharisees, for you love the best seats in the synagogues and greetings in the marketplaces. Woe to you, for you are like unmarked graves, and people walk over them without knowing it." One of the lawyers answered him, "Teacher, in saying these things, you insult us also." And he said, "Woe to you lawyers also, for you load people with burdens hard to bear, and you yourselves do not touch the burdens with one of your fingers. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God." In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets. But now in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I am so glad this text is not a Sunday morning reading in the regular lectionaries. If it were, then we'd have to follow it up with, "This is the gospel of the Lord." And did you notice there's absolutely no gospel in this text? But there is plenty for us to read, mark, learn, and inwardly digest. First, we must realize a huge, inconvenient truth. Jesus is not always a nice guy. So much for Jesus the meek and mild. Out with warm and fuzzy Jesus. As Jesus has been teaching, he's also been defending himself. He taught his disciples and us how to pray the Lord's Prayer. And then when he cast out a demon from one poor guy, some actually said that he did so by Beelzebul, the prince of demons. And we might paraphrase Jesus' reply this way, "Ha! You know so little. If Satan is divided against himself, casting out his own demons, how will his kingdom stand?" No, Jesus is the stronger one who attacks and overcomes the devil, takes away his armor, divides his spoil. No Mr. Nice Guy Jesus. And then a woman kindly shouted a blessing, but Jesus had to correct her. "Blessed rather are those who hear the word of God and keep it." And then he called his generation an evil generation. What might he say about our generation? Then a Pharisee asked Jesus to dine with him. Probably a test. Most likely at a Sabbath Seder meal, a festive meal marked by teaching and eating in the presence of God himself. And Jesus neglected to wash his hands before dinner. "What a rube," thought the Pharisee. And it was about more than hygiene. For the Pharisee was on par with having church with no offering plates being passed. say it isn't so. A ceremonial law with no firm grounding in Scripture. And Jesus cannot resist. He rushes in where angels fear to tread. You Pharisees focus on the outside, on appearances. But inside, you're full of greed and wickedness. You really should be more concerned with the inside, with the inner truth. The same goes for you, dear listeners. Instead, Jesus says, you need to focus on giving the things inside as alms. Things such as contrition, repentance, faith. That's how all things are clean for you. And why do you focus on all those picayune-ish little things like tithing mint and rue and herbs from your puny little gardens? God is more concerned with the greater matters of justice and love. The justice and the love that He first bestows upon you, and then you get to give to others in response, all to honor Him. And if sitting at the head table and receiving special greetings floats your boat, woe to you. That makes you like unmarked graves. And if someone else steps on that unmarked grave, he is unclean for 7 days. So not only are you Pharisees unclean within you, you actually cause others to become unclean. Sounds like a double jeopardy to me. And speaking of that word, woe, it's much more than a fairly firm watch out. It's far beyond waving a finger and uttering tisk, tisk, tisk. No, it's the exact opposite of blessed. So think cursed. Cursed are you, Pharisees and your lawyers. Now we may be tempted to point the finger at the Pharisees, but remember what else happens when you point your finger. You have three pointing right back at you, and that is the point of this text. One commentator said it this way: the woes apply to the Pharisaic tendencies in all human beings. The Pharisees pay attention to outward shows of piety, such as tithing, first seats in the synagogue, and greetings in the marketplaces, but neglect to show the true justice and love to others and love for God. And did you know there's just a little Pharisee in each and every one of us? Our commentator, Dr. Just, also said, the hypocrisy of the Pharisees is symptomatic of the entire fallen world. By nature, sinful people try to justify themselves, focusing on their own external works and neglecting the deeper inner problem that only God can fix, unquote. You see, Pharisees such as you and I can only cleanse the outside of the cup and the dish, and not very well at that. God, though, He cleanses the inside by the washing of regeneration and renewal of the Holy Spirit, whom He poured out on us richly through Jesus Christ, our Savior. And this is the washing that now saves you, not as a removal of dirt from the body, but as an appeal to God for a good conscience through the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And this wonderful cleansing is possible only by the blood of Jesus. After all, it's this strong, confrontational Jesus who goes to a cross. And on that cross, He entered once for all into the holy places by means of his own blood, thus securing an eternal redemption. It's this blood of Christ who, through the eternal Spirit, offered himself without blemish to God that purifies our conscience from dead works to serve the living God. So Jesus' woes do indict us also. But remember this, Jesus himself suffered the woes, the curses of God's wrath against all sin, including yours. And the scribes and the Pharisees may have plotted against Jesus, but their plotting played right into God's hand, right into his plan for the redemption of the whole world and for your eternal cleansing. Amen. And the peace of God, which goes beyond all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.
Westminster Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.